Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. That gift right there on our website, saveus.org, or call us at 1-800-SAVE-USA. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, friends. It's right on top of the world's agenda.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we continue to share America's heart.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pat Wood, a Patrick I've known for many years. Certainly in the 1970s, he worked very closely with our good friend Tony Sutton, and they, of course, did the fundamental work on the Trilateral Commission. And certainly this cabal, it is a cabal, a secret cabal working behind the scenes, which really directs the course of American and certainly international affairs. But certainly at the present time, Patrick is certainly trying to get people to understand what's going on financially. He puts out his own newsletter. But Patrick, thank you very much for being with us this evening. And what are we going to cover?
Well, Dr. Stan, my pleasure. Thank you for having me back on again. When you called me before, what was on my mind at that very time was that we are planning for a very important conference to take place on Treasure Island on May 3rd, the title of which one-day conference is The Globalization of California. And I hope we can talk about this tonight a little bit. Dr. Stan, this has an amazing tie-in to the Trilateral Commission. It's absolutely mind-boggling. When we talk about Agenda 21 and sustainable development, for instance, which many of your listeners are very well aware of because you've talked about it a lot and over time. This entire movement from beginning to end can be laid at the feet of the Trilateral Commission. And one of my big roles at this upcoming conference as a speaker is going to be to tie these loose ends together and show people where this stuff came from. But in particular, the purpose for this conference is to talk about the regional government that's being implemented in the Bay Area that is superseding local city council, local boards, like whether it be planning, zoning, county supervisors, and so on. This regional government, unelected, unaccountable, is quietly supplanting all of the sovereign entities within the Bay Area.
Well, I think that people really don't understand. The move is to do away with any sort of representative government, do away with anything where the people have any control at all about what's going on. There is an elite group. They have an agenda, and they have taken over for all intents and purposes, but they have to move very slowly, because if they move quickly, people would recognize it. So they move very slowly. I mean, year after year, just very gradual changes, although there's certainly the frequency of change is changing very increasingly rapidly. But these people don't believe in representative government. They believe in rule by an elite. Would you more or less agree with that?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we've been tracking this for so long. It's all, I mean, I know you and I have been tracking this for so long. It, we sound like a broken record to keep talking about these same people over and over and over. But the fact of the matter is, these people have been planning this for a very long time. And if anybody could say that it was hidden, it was hidden in plain sight. And it's been here all this time, all these years, right under our nose. It's just that people chose not to look at it, not to pay attention to it when it was young. And here we are now. We're seeing the fruit of it all over the world, and especially all over America.
And this consolidation of power, ladies and gentlemen, with a very, very few people, who their goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. Be back in just a moment with Patrick Wood.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allison from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allison, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive...
It's not simply by accident that between 1977 and the year 2009, every president of the United States and or Vice President of the United States came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission, so at least six of the eight, directors of the World Trade, pardon me, of the World Bank, eight of the 10 U.S. World Trade Representatives, seven of the 12 U.S. Secretaries of State, and nine of the 12 Sydney Secretaries of Defense came from the membership rolls of this little organization that never had more than 85, 87 members. Now, once you go to work for government in a key position, you have to drop out. But suddenly, these are the people who run our country. You go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidate of their choice. When Barack Hussein Obama became president, remember, there's never more than 87 members. 11 of his closest advisors came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. And the reason you never hear of this is because they control what the American people think and believe. Go right ahead, Patrick.
Well, if we follow the timeline from the Brundtland Commission forward, that report was published in 1987. The Rio Conference that was sponsored, that we know as the Earth Summit, that brought about Agenda 21 booklet, was held on June 13, 1992. That was a very important date. Just 1 year later, a little less than 1 year, 9 months later, on March 3rd, 1993, Bill Clinton and Al Gore, both members of the Trilateral Commission, by the way, announced the National Partnership for Reinventing Government. This policy of reinventing government was part and parcel of the Brundtland Commission report that basically said the government need to be, and of course, this is the new international economic order we heard about. They believed that governments throughout the world, especially in our country, needed to be, quote-unquote, reinvented in some other form. We'll talk about that as we go along. Just a month later, a little more than a month later, the Agenda 21 booklet was actually published in print where people could get their hands on it. Then, 2 months after that, on June 29, 1993, Bill Clinton, member of the Trilateral Commission, signed Executive Order 12852, called the President's Council on Sustainable Development. Now, this went out as an executive order, I am sure, because Congress would not have had anything to do with such an executive order. He had to do it as an executive order to get any traction. And then, just 3 months after that, another executive order was created that basically set all the rest of it in concrete. And here we are today. Government around our country, as in the area governments and so on that we've seen, like in the Bay Area, this is happening everywhere in the country. Our country's government has been reinvented thanks to Bill Clinton starting the ball rolling back in the early 1990s to change the very fabric and nature of our government from top to bottom, not just our national offices and stuff, not just the executive branch, but to change the fabric of government down through the states, down through the counties, down through the cities, down through the local boards like the school boards, the fire boards, the planning boards, the zoning boards, and everything else that makes the city run. They have reinvented government from the top down. And now we see, nobody understood what it meant back then, I suppose, but now we see the fruit of it, Dr. Stan. And the fruit of it is that people who were not elected and who are not accountable to the people are taking over, making decisions for what cities and land use and what people will be able to do in these areas. And Dr. Stan, they're pledged to take away private property rights. They're pledged to take away the rights of individuals to enjoy, you know, what we've had in America. We know them as unalienable rights, among other things. They're taking these things away purposely, according to the Agenda 21 document, which states that property rights are going to be completely done away with. That's the goal. These guys are actually doing it right under our noses in broad daylight, and people like sheep are looking at it going, huh, huh, what's going on? And I don't understand.
And I think the thing is that what happens is that local communities, local divisions of government will actually suddenly give up their sovereignty because they get money in return for this. And so the federal government will suddenly give the city council there in San Francisco a great deal of money. All they've got to do is give up certainly their rights to their power to these committees on government, COGS, you know, and they basically, and then of course they'll take in the Bay Area, they have, what, over 100 various governmental agencies that are all put together into this supranational or super community organization. How does it work?
Well, the concepts that Agenda 21 put forth, that property right, individual property rights, are anathema to the global order. And so their idea basically is to transfer all private property into public trust to be used by the public, in a sense, for the public good. But what really has happened wherever it's been implemented is that as soon as property is locked up in these so-called land trusts and these other types of community trusts, that rights, the rights to do something, the rights for development or the rights for using the land in a certain way, these rights are reparceled out to commercial companies that have partnered with these cities to get rich off of taxpayer money through these so-called public-private partnerships that they keep, that they bring in. And the people on the ground in those cities get frozen out of, the, of that economic development, and these other companies get to stick their fire hose, if you will, into the public treasury where your tax money has been deposited very faithfully, and they use that money for their own profit and end up walking away when they're done drinking from the public till. In many cases, they walk away and the projects go belly up anyway. But this is probably the biggest economic scam that has ever hit the face of our planet, if not the entire world. The whole business of locking up private property for the use of a select few is completely antithetical to the American concept of freedom and liberty. Completely opposite. And these people are bent on doing this all over our nation. And what's going on in the Bay Area is a classic example of how a regional government can usurp authority and sovereignty from the individual members that are in that community. The area, the so-called ABAG organization in the Bay Area, for instance, has 9 counties under its quote-unquote jurisdiction at this point, and all the cities within those counties. And the list of people that make up this board are all the people from the various cities, from city managers, in some cases the mayors, in some cases the council members, in some cases heads of various boards within the community. And they have, in a sense, sold themselves out to the regional government. And the people who elected them and put them into those positions within their cities have no idea that they're prostituting themselves to this regional government. The people were never told, in other words, that the people they elected would all of a sudden show up as members of this larger board and give their sovereignty away.
And basically, of course, then this larger board supersedes the elected officials in Oakland or in San Francisco or Alameda. Isn't that how it works? And this board then really begins to run everything from an authoritarian point of view rather than representative government.
Well, Dr. Stan, the Bay Area regional government could be directly compared to the organization of the European Union. In Europe, you have a number of countries, like individual countries like France, Germany, Italy. We still talk about them as individual countries. But the European Commission has completely usurped authority from all of these nations, basically, to make any significant policy decisions for their own country. And they've done this voluntarily. We also know from David Rockefeller's own lips, by the way, that the European Commission was brought to us by members of the Trilateral Commission in the same way they're bringing it here. They did it by stealth, but they did it nonetheless. And the blame was laid, or the credit was laid, at the feet of Trilateral Commissioners that were attempting to achieve this in Europe since 1973, and they've done a wonderful job in that sense. But this is the same model. Come in and take the boundaries of cities and so on, suck them in gradually, kind of assimilate them into this larger organization, and then just basically dissolve the borders of those cities and make them part of the regional government, which in the case of the Bay Area is being converted into what the global elite call a city state, where the whole area will act as one city state entity rather than having the state of California.
You mentioned ABAG. Now, is that the Association of Bay Area Governments?
That's the one and the same.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is a super municipal organization, and it works just like the European Union. It takes away the sovereignty of the countries. Well, of course, this takes away the sovereignty of the local communities. But this is being done all across America. The reason you don't hear about it is because the media is rigidly controlled. And the last thing they want is for people to understand we're moving towards a communal or communistic type of society with a ruling elite. They know exactly what's going on, and the fact that you don't know simply reflects how effective control is over what the American people think and believe.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, that thought will be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Patrick is simply pointing out that this is really quite different than most people understand. Basically, the major corporations and the major banks work together to implement this whole system of centralizing power in these non-elected entities. And then, of course, they suddenly get all sorts of special benefits and financial help and support. It is simply a vehicle by which the wealthy get wealthier and the poor, the middle class is progressively wiped out. They're progressively wiping them out here in the United States. The number of people certainly in the middle class is falling. They know exactly what they're doing. The average individual doesn't understand. There are a small number of people that control the banking system. Six major banks control 67% of the financial assets of the United States. And if you don't believe me, go up on your search engine and simply type in six banks control 67% financial assets. You'll find references to that. And then, of course, these banks, of course, provide the money for the corporations. And the corporations interlock with one another, and they all interlock with the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. And you have a small number of people, perhaps 5,000, 6,000 at the most, who really control the wealth of our nation. They control the governments. They control the court system. They control the military. They have their people in the military. They have their people controlling the means of communication, the newspapers and radios and television. They have their people planted in our churches. They have them working in the great tax-exempt foundations, our intelligence agencies, and they can have them working at the highest levels of government in both political parties. And that's why the Republicans certainly time and time again back down, and we wonder, why are they Republicans going along with a yearly national deficit of over $1 trillion a year? We've increased the federal deficit in a little over 5 years, over almost $7 trillion, from 10.7 to $17.5 trillion in a little over 5 years. And the Republicans have controlled the House of Representatives most of that time. Why do they go along with it? Because you're supposed to believe there are two political parties. No, ladies and gentlemen, there's one political party with two branches. And what we need to do is have a two-party system with people there who believe in America, who believe in freedom, and are not part and parcel of this cabal. It's a secret cabal. In fact, that's exactly what David Rockefeller calls it in his memoirs. And if you haven't read David Rockefeller's memoirs or gotten the quotation, you can get it off the internet, where he talks about his membership in a secret cabal that's working against the best interests of the United States to bring about a more integrated global and political system. And he says, if that's the charge, I'm guilty, and I'm proud of it. Working against the best interests of the United States, that's what it's all about. Would you agree, Patrick?
That's what he said. I mean, we have to take him at his word. That is exactly what he said in his memoirs. And, you know, we have talked about this new international economic order that the Trilateral Commission said they were going to create back in 1973. That was all over their literature, as you remember. They say, oh, we're not political. We don't want to, you know, we're not involved in the political process. We're trying to foster a new international economic order. Well, we figured that probably wasn't the case. But as it turns out, we have a bucket full, I mean, a truckload full of evidence that their idea of a new international economic order was based on a historical concept called technocracy, which is essentially scientific dictatorship in the end. It's a complex topic. We've covered it on your show before a little bit. But the idea of a so-called green economy, it plays into this. This is exactly where it's at. They're calling it now a green economy. That's, you know, like maybe the old carbon-based economy is brown or something, but they're trying to create this so-called green economy. The United Nations Environmental Program defines green economy on their website. UNEP, United Nations Environmental Program, was also part of the Rio Conference back in 1992 that created Agenda 21. So we know there's a connection here. This is a direct quote from their website. Quote, a green economy implies the decoupling of resource use and environmental impacts from economic growth. These investments, both public and private, provide the mechanism for the reconfiguration of businesses, infrastructure and institutions, and for the adoption of sustainable consumption and production processes. This could have been written by M. King Hubbard in 1933. It's crazy. I mean, we need to talk about this just a bit after the next break here. But what the heck is a green economy, and what does it mean?
Well, of course, I assume that is one that it would be so the environmental friendly. Would that be a definition of it?
Well, I think that's certainly related. But when they talk about decoupling resource use from economic growth, this is a major disconnect for an economist.
All right. Well, we'll cover that as soon as we get back. Our guest is Patrick Wood. We'll be back in a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. And most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle Tree Soap really is a miracle. Miracle Tree products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and so our guest is Patrick Wood, and he's simply talking about this whole concept of what's really going on behind the scenes today. And so the property is being taken away from the individual and suddenly given to suddenly major corporations. Suddenly there's this marriage between the ruling elite, these major corporations and banking institutions that are increasingly taking control of larger and larger segments of our economy. And of course, basically, when you take away the profit motive, at least as far as the individual is going to go ahead and so they try to do everything he can to make money, to be prosperous. But when you're dealing with these major corporations, why, they have an entirely different outlook on this. And Patrick, could you briefly, just quickly review, well, what is going on? That just don't be afraid to repeat what you said a few moments ago.
Well, about a green economy, it's an oxymoron to separate resource use from economic growth. If you separate resource use, the only way you're going to separate it is to take resources away from the people that own it. That's property rights. In almost every case, that's property rights with ownership of something, either mineral rights or rights to development on top of the land. If you can take that away from individuals and put it into a common trust where it's separated from economic growth, then the people who run that trust can dole out rights to that to those resources to people that they will favor, the public partners, the private partners, if you will, that they kind of like fascism in a way, but they can favor that doling out those resources to their cronies that typically will be the global corporation type. In order to make this work, though, Dr. Stan, here's the key. It is an oxymoron. You can't separate resource use from economic growth without something radical happening. This is why that same definition on the UNEP website says that the public and private investments, the monetary investments being made here, provide for the reconfiguration of businesses, infrastructure, and institutions. Reconfiguration is the key word. This is Bill Clinton reinventing government in the United States. They had to reconfigure the infrastructure, the institutions of government. They had to reconfigure businesses. Of course, the businesses that are partners were happy to do that because they're going to get no end of money. But they had to reconfigure the way all of these different institutions and infrastructure works in order for this system of sustainable consumption and production could take place. This is the biggest scam that ever hit the face of our planet, and it's a scourge because it cheats the people out of their rightful resources that they have worked hard to earn, to have in their family and so on. These people, if they could, would take 100% of those rights away from people and put it into public trust and use it for their own benefit.
And I think it's important. This is basic collectivism. This is basically the philosophy of communism. A ruling elite has nothing to do with people. It has to do with a few people of great wealth and power controlling the natural resources and the property and the industrial capacity of a nation. We're told we have an enemy over there in China. We have an enemy over in Russia. Why, they're communist countries, or they were communist countries. Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is not in Russia. The enemy is not in China. The enemy is right here in the United States. Because of who do you think is funding China today? We're giving China foreign aid. Why are we giving China foreign aid? Because we're financing China. We're giving massive amounts of foreign aid to Russia. Why would we be giving foreign aid to Russia? Because you need an enemy to focus people's attention on the enemy over there, while the real enemy is working right here in the United States. Patrick, before we go any further, I want you, first of all, to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, get your information, and then I want you to tell them how they can make arrangements to go to this conference. It's going to be held, certainly in the early part of next month, on Treasure Island, and basically it's put on by our good friend Michael Shaw of Freedom Advocates. And certainly it is going to be going into the background of how this program is being implemented in the Bay Area. And hopefully people from all over this region will come to the conference. So why don't you first of all tell people how to get in touch with you, and then how to get in touch with either you or Michael Shaw, and make arrangements to go to this conference on Treasure Island.
That's right. I'm going to give you three websites to remember. One is augustforecast.com. That's my website. And there's also
augustforecast.com. Augustforecast.com.
That's right. Just like the month. And then the Freedom Advocates, of course, is just freedomadvocates.org. And that's advocates plural. And there's also a notice on the conference on both of our websites. However, the main website for the conference can be found at globalizationofcalifornia.com. It's just all one phrase, easy to remember, globalizationofcalifornia.com. And there's a big old button right in the middle of it to buy tickets for the event. It's going to be a very inexpensive one-day event. There's some early bird specials right now in play that I think people can still take advantage of. There's also a bundle for a group to come. If somebody is interested to bring four or five people from their tea party or from whatever organization they might belong to, they can get some discounted tickets for that as well. But we're going to lay this bare, Dr. Stan. I don't think there's been a conference yet in the history of this whole movement where where this air, this regional government nonsense has been laid completely bare.
All right, and, fine. Now, basically, what is the date of this conference? Is it going to be on a Saturday? Is there a telephone number people can call?
It's going to be on May 3rd from 10 a.m. to 5:30. Registration actually is going to start earlier than that, between 9 and 9:30. But it's going to be May 3rd. That is a Saturday. And you can simply go to the website and buy tickets there if you want to. Otherwise, you can leave. You can drop an email to Freedom Advocates at freedomadvocates.org if you have any specific questions. But it's all well explained on the website Globalization of California. And we especially want people from California to come. But you know what, Dr. Stan? Washington State, Oregon, Idaho, Arizona, Nevada, all these people need to come to this, because what's going on in San Francisco is going to get all the rest of these states. This stuff is already going on in all these other states. We're choosing to make an example at this point out of the A-bag in the Bay Area, their regional government, but it's working exactly the same in the other areas around the West. So there's a great incentive for people to come from Washington State, from Oregon especially, from Arizona. I hope there's going to be several that come from Arizona that will be able to bring what they learn back to Arizona and, you know, and deal with the regional governments being set up here. So in any case, long answer to where our websites are. It's globalizationofcalifornia.com.
globalizationofcalifornia.com, globalizationofcalifornia.com. And basically, of course, if you'd like to get Pat's material, what would they get if they actually get your material?
Well, basically, they can see all of my writings on the Trilateral Commission of Technocracy. There's no charge for it at all. If they have any interest in investments and, you know, the precious metals and stock market and currencies and so on, I have a very inexpensive, a high value but inexpensive service called Findings and Forecasts, and it helps pay the bills. If people want to subscribe to that, they can. There's a button right on my homepage for that at augustforecast.com.
Okay, fine. Well, if they're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Patrick, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY across America. And Patrick is certainly the leading expert on the Trilateral Commission. No, certainly he's been working on this going back to the 1970s. I can remember hearing he and Professor Sutton debating people from the Trilateral Commission at that time. And, of course, they kept insisting, of course, they lied that it was just something, just trying to make a better society. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about power. It's about centralizing power in the hands of a new ruling elite who certainly are far more powerful than any government leader in America. In fact, Barack Hussein Obama, we hear all these stories and know about, who it is who's backing him and who controls him. But he would not be in power if it were not for these people. And basically, remember when Barack Hussein Obama became president, he appointed 11 of the 87 members of the Trilateral Commission to be his closest and advisors. And he meets with certainly Susan Rice, who was a member of the Trilateral Commission, on a daily basis. She's the National Security Advisor, and you will never see her mentioned. I wonder why. Well, it's maybe because they control the media, and they largely then control what the American people think and believe. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Patrick, go right ahead.
You know, the latest Trilateral Commission member to be inducted by Obama into his close circle, his closest circle, is Trilateral Commission member John Podesta. And I know you have followed John Podesta in the past, but he is one, in my estimation, is one of the most dangerous members of the Trilateral Commission that we've had in modern times. This is the man that was chief of staff for Bill Clinton in the late 90s, who invented the concept of ruling by executive order. This was the guy that put that policy together. He was the guy behind many of the executive orders that Bill Clinton produced along in his presidency to get around the scrutiny of Congress to do what they wanted them to do. And so John Podesta is the guy who has brought this into the Obama administration, and even Obama now says, I have a phone and a pen. I can, you know, basically I don't need Congress. I'll do whatever I want. I'll get the job done, folks. I'll roll up my sleeves and start signing executive orders. This is John Podesta. John Podesta also last year, up until mid-year, was working on a high-level panel at the United Nations to study this green economy and flipping the world into this condition of technocracy that I've talked about many times, through the auspices of global warming, of environmental control, scaring the pants off everybody like Al Gore used to do. We're all going to die if we don't do something about it. He is now advancing the green agenda for Obama, quietly, methodically, inside his government, preparing executive orders for Obama to sign that will allow him to get around Congress to implement this green economy in our country.
And, you know, it's the funniest thing. You know, the tragedy is that so many people honestly believe suddenly what they're told. They're told we have global warming. And yet this is the coldest winter we've had. We haven't had any real global warming for almost 15 years now. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're having more ices. This is the coldest winter we've had in 50 years. If you don't believe we have global warming, you obviously are stupid. Because, of course, all the scientists, certainly literally all the scientists agree global warming is a reality. And, of course, my friend Dr. Art Robinson has a petition where over 30,000 scientists, 9,000 of them, or over 9,000 climate scientists have signed a petition saying it's not true. Mankind has nothing to do with any global warming that there is. It doesn't matter what the scientists say. I mean, you're told that there's a consensus among scientists, and you have to believe that. You're told that global warming is a reality. We've got to give more power to government so they can control certain CO2 emissions. CO2 is certainly destroying the economy. After all, it makes up 0.04%, 0.04%. 0.04% has gone from 0.03% to 0.04%, and that's why, of course, the polar ice caps are melting. Ladies and gentlemen, the Antarctic gap is increasing dramatically, and they never mention that. Go right ahead, Patrick.
And I don't think they ever will, because that, you know, that has nothing to do with their agenda. They figure if they can, like, well, Adolf Hitler said it. If you tell a lie and you tell it often enough, people eventually believe it is true, and that's what they're doing with global warming. And it flies in the face of any common sense, anything logical, but it fits their agenda for implementing technocracy. And I just have to keep coming back to this idea of technocracy. It is not exactly communism in any way. It is totalitarian, but it's not communism in the way we've understood communism in the past. It will produce in the end a scientific dictatorship that will put every man, woman, and child in that society into a straitjacket that will be controlled by technology, by software algorithms, by people that you will never see and never even know who they are, behind the scenes, who are making decisions for your life, micromanaging your life in the same way, by the way, that the book 1984 by George Orwell or Huxley's book Brave New World, a scientific dictatorship in that model is where we're headed with this. And the handwriting is on the wall. I know enough about technocracy now where I can see what these people are doing exactly and precisely. I wish I could explain it in the course of an hour radio program. It can't be done. I'm working on a book right now that's going to help. But this is the most dangerous thing that we have ever come across in our country. And I would gladly take communism over technocracy. Knowing what I know about technocracy today, we would be better off as a people under communist society than we would under a technocratic society. And yet, the technocratic future is what these people are planning for America and all of the other nations of the world, whether it be China or Europe or India or some of the other, developing countries around the world. Technocracy is on their radar 100%.
And the average person, has no concept at all of what's going on, and they're not supposed to, basically, and because technocracy suddenly is going to give a few people of great wealth even more power over the lives of everyone on this planet. At least that's what they want. I don't know whether God's going to intervene, what's going to happen, but that is the plan. A one-world government, a one-world financial system, and, of course, the destruction of Christianity. They control the Supreme Court. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our public institutions. How could you take what the First Amendment says? Congress will make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. How could you take that and say you're going to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools? You can't. It was a conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen. They control our court system. They control every aspect of our society. And the fact that you're not hearing this discussed on ABC, CBS, NBC, or certainly CNBC reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. One more time, Patrick, I want you to tell our listeners how they can make arrangements to come to the conference there on May 3rd on Treasure Island.
GlobalizationofCalifornia.com at www.globalizationofcalifornia.com. They'll find everything they need to know there, how to register, how much to pay, whatever, directions, all the information is there. And there's also a form they can drop a note if they want to make personal contact for some reason. They can drop a note on that first page they see. We'll get it, and we'll respond to it as soon as we can.
Okay, God bless, and thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Dr. Stan.
Good night. Okay, fine. That was Patrick Wood. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you'll give serious consideration to going to Michael Ashaw's conference there on Treasure Island on the 3rd of May. And we'll be talking about this. And having Michael on as a guest and Heather Gass and Nurse Patrick will be on again. We certainly want people to understand that there is an organized effort to destroy America and, of course, to focus our attention on the danger of communism in Russia and in China and sort of the danger of terrorism and the danger of resurgence of Nazism. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all a fraud. The real enemy is right here. It always has been financed by wealthy and powerful people in the United States. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to actually help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Quite frankly, we need your help so we can maintain our network of stations out across America. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We do talk radio, trying to sound the alarm about what's going on. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Certainly, if you have any belief that you've been told the truth about the Nazis and how terrible the Nazis were, you have to understand they were funded by people here in the United States from the very inception. You need to get, certainly, our 4-CD. A set on did Hitler escape? And the answer is absolutely, Hitler escaped. He escaped to South America, where he lived out a long and comfortable life. And then, of course, you need to get the 4-CD set on Operation Paperclip, the 4-CD set, The War Against the Jews. And if you're only going to get one, I'd get Did Hitler Escape? But the others are all important, certainly Operation Paperclip and The War Against the Jews. You need to get the book, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, who had certainly a security clearance 3 levels above top secret. And basically, he left the government after a few years. But of course, he was actually contacted by people at the highest levels of government who said, look, the statute of limitations has expired. You can tell the truth, because these people want to get the truth out. They didn't want to lose their jobs or be sent to prison for putting out information. So basically, they got John to write the book. And he wrote 2 books. The first one, The Secret War Against the Jews, and that was written. Certainly appreciate your support, and you will help us keep certainly notifying the American people, getting them to prepare for what the terrible times that are coming. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. coming to you in the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, in just a minute.
Dying in despair, there's a shadow falling down upon the land. Now the devil's on the loose, he knows the time is coming soon for the final battle with the Son of Man. Now don't you wanna join the winning side? My friend, it's time to come to Christ. Time to wake up now. This is your final hour. The night's coming when man can't work. The Lord's coming back to judge this earth. Before your clock unwinds, it's time to come to Christ. To the temple the beast will come and claim he's the chosen one. Give him praise or die is his command. Now it's time for you to choose, for Armageddon's coming soon. Accept his mark or die for the Son of Man. Now don't you get caught up in Satan's lies, cause Christ will come as a thief in the night. Time to wake up now. This is your final hour. The newborn daughter, it just won't work. The Lord's coming back to judge this earth. Before your clock unwinds, it's time to come to the cross. With a two-edged sword, the Lord's riding high on his white horse. The angels and the saints at his command. The bridles will be gliding high on the blood of the Lord. Along that fearful day, no one can stand. Well, don't you want to stand at his right side? You see, my friend, it's all been prophesied. Time to wake up now. This is the final hour before the Father's clock unwinds. Don't let your time pass you by. My friend, it's always time to come to Christ. Before the false prophet lies, it's time to come to Christ. Don't get caught by surprise. It's time to come to Christ. For your soul, you decide. You gotta come to Christ. Why don't you come to Christ?
Well, Doctor, basically that's a song that our guest this evening asked me to play. Of course, our guest this evening is Terry Cook, a former police officer who has his ministry. He's been involved in the active ministry for many years. Terry, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for playing that song. Isn't it fabulous? Thank you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. We'll be back here in just a moment with Terry Cook talking about what's really going on behind the scenes today.
While the storm clouds gather,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. My guest is Terry Cook. And Terry, what did you want to talk about this evening? Because I know you've done a lot of fundamental work on the things that are taking place.
Well, thank you very much, Stan. First of all, my book, Beast Tech, I believe you still carry it, don't you?
Yes, we do carry it. And basically, we recommend the book. It's an important book, but going into the background of the spiritual battle that's taking place for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. But go right ahead.
And folks, I hope you'll get a copy of the book from Dr. Stan himself, because we do want to support his ministry and keep him on the air. Fewer and fewer radio shows are allowing prophetic messages like this, and frankly, truthful messages of any kind. Fewer and fewer programs are available, and they're being cut back everywhere. Even Christian networks are cutting back, such as TBN. I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to tell the truth on the air anymore, but we just keep driving along as if we have an unlimited amount of time, and when matters require us to do otherwise, we will. But Stan, how long have you been on the air? 20-something years? 20
About
years?
20 years. I think we got started in December of 2003. So that's what, I'm sorry, 1993. So that's about 23 years.
Well, that's
about 20 years.
That's about when I did my first radio show with you, about 93 or 94, when you were just getting started then. A long time ago.
That's right.
My first book was The Mark of the New World Order, and it was right on the money. My second book in 97 was Big Brother NSA, and it was right on the money. And I believe Beast Tech is more precisely on the money. And It's a very comprehensive book, and yet it's still easy to read. It's manageable mentally because it's fewer than 300 pages. So I encourage people to get it through Dr. Stan and learn quite a lot and prepare for spiritual things that most people can't comprehend without studying regularly. So we encourage you to study, and you can go to my website to study many, many hours worth of material and my previous radio and television shows. Just go to secondcomingministries.com. That's secondcomingministries.com. Click on every tab and study hours and hours of radio and television I've done for free.
Well, I think it's important for people to understand that we see what's going on suddenly from a political point of view and from a military point of view. But, of course, most people cannot carry this over into what's going on from a prophetic point of view. And there are many, many things that certainly in the prophecies, neither the Bible is relevant or it isn't. There's no in-between. Oh, well, there's some of it's relevant and some of it. Well, basically, I believe it is all relevant today. Remember, certainly up until about 100 and a little over 100 years ago, maybe 110 years ago, the horse was still the major means of transportation. 110 years ago, the horse was the major means of transportation. We'd only had telegraph for a relatively few years. We did not have radio, certainly for people. We did not have television. I can remember when television came in, certainly in the 1940s, when we began having television in the homes. But there have been dramatic changes since then, and basically we're told that now, you know, why, of course, we almost double our electronic knowledge on a yearly basis, maybe even more quickly than that. And the things that are going on today just are happening so rapidly. Now, of course, we know there are prophecies as to what the things that have come. Basically, over 3,000 years ago, it was prophesied that in the latter days, why Damascus would be destroyed. And Damascus, for 3,000 years, has not been destroyed. And yet the suburbs of Damascus are being destroyed today. The center of the city is still intact. And yet, of course, basically, if you're reading on the Internet, if you know where to find these things, both Israel and Saudi Arabia are planning, and certainly in Turkey, planning an attack on Syria that could very well result in the destruction of Damascus and the fulfillment of the prophecies. So you go back to Isaiah 17. And then, of course, we're told in Proverbs, I think it's 53 or somewhere in there, that basically there's going to be another great war. And then, of course, we have the wars of Ezekiel 38 and 39. And if you look and see the things that are going on today, you can almost see the nations that were described in past generations are fitting into place. And once you understand the geopolitical events that are transpiring today, you can see God's hand in this. And so rather than simply looking at things politically and militarily and philosophically, you have to understand that God does rule in the affairs of men. Terry, you pick up the story.
Well, you're absolutely right, Stan. Boy, you just said a mouthful. I mean, you covered it.
I think that's a Psalm 83, the Psalm 83
one. I believe so.
Right.
I believe so. I'm not a theological scholar, so I have difficulty. I'm not Jack Van Impe, where I can just cite one half of the Bible verse by verse. He's an amazing man. But I believe it is that one. But you're right. The political label on everything is basically a subterfuge or a guise in order to disguise the spiritual nature of things. And it's always been that way since the Garden of Eden about 6,000 years ago. You know, most people, they look at you in amazement when you say that essentially things are only about 6,000 years old. But if you do a chronological research and you study back to the Garden of Eden, it's roughly 6,000 years old. So I have a hard time believing the Big Bang theory and how several billion or trillion years ago, something suddenly just burst into a bunch of rocks and spewed themselves, itself or whatever, into space. And all of a sudden, you end up with a perfectly aligned little planet called Earth. And then life comes in, they said, by dripping amoeba acid from various clouds. And after, you know, if you believe that, then I suggest you go get some medical marijuana, sit in the corner and just puff away. Because, I mean, the probability of such a thing like that happening is, it takes more faith to believe that, Stan, than it takes to believe in God, the Bible, and Jesus Christ. Really. Honestly. It's
well, I agree with you totally. In fact, you know, as a physician, why, of course, simply even the construction of the hand and how the hand works. And then, of course, you're looking at it from a mechanical point of view, and then you have to get down to the cellular point of view, and then from the cell down into the DNA. And suddenly the amount of knowledge that in the DNA in a single cell is so phenomenal, the average individual can't even comprehend this. But basically, the human hand is a beautiful example of engineering, and it didn't happen by accident. It didn't happen by chance, by evolution. It's designed. Everything in the human body is designed with genital urinary system, the intestinal system, the heart, the mind. Each one of these is separate in itself. There has to be a master designer. And anybody, of course, who thinks that this is just by chance or trial and error, why, it takes an awful lot of faith to believe that. And yet, of course, people don't want to believe in God, because if you believe in God, then you're answerable to somebody or something or a force far beyond yourself, and you really should be directing your activity, going along with something to be acceptable to this supernatural force that's out there. But, of course, most people really don't understand that there is another dimension. There are supernatural forces. In fact, suddenly we have a division in our military, suddenly in special forces, and this is designed to contact the other dimension. They know it's there. They just don't want us to know there. And Major General Stubblefield, that's what he did. I was actually visiting our friend Joyce Riley many years ago, and Major General Stubblefield had been there the day before, and he'd taken a spoon and bent it into a circle. And basically, I got that spoon, I held it in my hand, and believe me, I suddenly, in those days, I had a fair amount of strength. There was no way that any human being was able to bend that spoon. That was done with supernatural power. And there is power. You can tap into it. It's a trick, certainly, used by stage hands, but this was certainly Joyce's spoon. She saw it happen, and I held it the day afterwards. But there is another dimension there. We need to understand that. And God does rule in the affairs of men, but there are other evil forces there at work in the world today. And there is a battle taking place in another dimension between good and evil, between God and Satan. Go right ahead, Terry.
Well, you're absolutely right. And the reason you said that people rebel is because there is a satanic spirit of rebellion on earth that's growing stronger and stronger exponentially yearly. And let's take it back to the original concept of Lucifer in heaven. Well, I call him the first communist, because a communist revolts. They're always mentioning this term, revolution, revolution. And by the way, the Islamic communists, the Islamic terrorists, which have been under the control of the Communist Party since World War II, they use the same term, revolution, revolt, rebel. And so Satan was the first communist, I call him. He was the first rebel, and he was thrown out of heaven. And we've been fighting him ever since the Garden of Eden. Deception, lies, murder. He comes to kill, rob, and destroy, John 10:10 says. Now, what we're about to get into is a perfectly satanic government devoid of God, whereby the new God in this new world order becomes Lucifer, Satan, and he's going to require your worship or you take the mark of the beast, require your worship, then you take the mark of the beast, or he'll cut off your head. So it all fits together if you think about that, and right after the break, we'll get into some current news items and explain how everything truly is spiritual, and it may have a political uniform such as communism or Nazism or whatever, but really, it's the devil versus God, and that's the bottom line.
And if you doubt that, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get a copy of the book, Rules for Radicals, by Saul Alinsky, who suddenly, according to Barack Obama, was his inspiration. Saul Alinsky was. Read the book. It's dedicated to Lucifer, the first rebel.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, Terry Cook. And if you haven't read his book, Beast Tech, We Carry It, and going into the background of the spiritual battle that's taking place. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And during the break, Terry was saying that as a young police officer, while working in Los Angeles, he actually took Charles Manson to a court every day. Charles Manson, and of course many of you are old enough to remember Manson. He was responsible for the Sharon Tate murders, and basically Charles Manson was a Satanist devil-worshipping Satanist. We didn't talk about that sort of thing. Apparently, he had a swastika tattooed between his eyes on his forehead there. But basically, of course, Terry recognizes the fact that we really are involved in the spiritual battle. Terry believes, of course, that we are going to be moving into a major cataclysmic event in the Middle East that's going to lead to a war there, which is going to bring certainly the Antichrist forward. And we don't know who the Antichrist is. Terry believes he's alive on Earth today, and certainly some major event is going to happen. Well, if you certainly watching what's going on, in fact, if you go up in the internet right now and you go to your search engine and type in Israel, threat Israel attack Iran. A threat Israel attack Iran. You'll find that suddenly in the middle of this month, the middle of March. Why, of course, the premier Netanyahu put his forces in Israel on alert in preparation for a coming attack on Iran. Now, we don't talk about that. We talk about what the tragic mudslide up there in Washington. They focus our attention on that. They focus our attention on automobile accidents here, there, and elsewhere across the country. They determine what we think, what we talk about, what we see on television. But the fact that 150,000 people have been slaughtered over there in Syria suddenly is a result of America financing the Islamic terrorists over there. The fact that suddenly we are moving towards a major war in the Middle East. We're not focusing on that, but it's coming. It's not a matter of if, but when. And of course, Terry feels that this is going to be absolutely necessary before the Antichrist comes forward and declares himself. Now, whether that's going to happen now or it's going to happen many years from now, I don't know. But I do know it's going to happen because it's prophesied. And either the Bible is correct or it's not. I mean, there's no in-between. We do not know when. We don't know the details. But if we believe in the scriptures, we know they're going to come to pass. Go right ahead, Terry.
Well, this is what I lectured on just this past weekend in Orlando at the International Prophecy Convention. The title of my lecture, in fact, Stan, was We Are the Beast Tech Generation, because when Jesus was here, he was asked by his people to give them a number of signs that would indicate that his return was near. And he did so in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13, and many, many, many other scriptures as well. But those are the primary ones, especially Matthew 24, that deal with the enumeration of such events that would signal that the end is near. Now, he said, as you indicated, he said, we would not know the exact day and hour in Matthew 24, but he said in that same context, that we would know when it's near, even at the door. And the reason we know it's near at the door is by reading all those signs he just gave us in that same chapter, Matthew 24. So we know it's near at the door now because all those things are happening that have never happened in such frequency and magnitude ever during one single generation. A generation can be biblically anywhere from 40 to 120 years, but typically it's about 70 years. So I'm 66 and a half, and Stan, you're 39 now, aren't you? I believe it's our generation, Stan. I'm convinced it is, and I don't know the exact day and hour, but things are coming tsunamically. Things are coming in such a overwhelming state now that it's beyond anybody's comprehension anymore. I can barely keep up with the news items on a daily basis. So we know that things are accelerating toward that final seven-year period that the Bible calls the tribulation period.
And I think that basically we are fortunate to have the internet. Basically, there's a lot of disinformation put up there intentionally to confuse us. You have to learn who you can trust. You have to learn how to access the information on the internet. But we have access to information like we've never had before. And you can just see if you following what's going on, that we're heading towards some sort of a confrontation, whether it'll be Syria or Iran, I don't know. we'll just have to wait and see.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient from a garlic clove, when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Terry is just talking about how basically we're moving towards a society where everything is bound together by computers, and basically by 2017, there are going to be all sorts of new little small suddenly satellites up in the sky. George Soros is going to be putting them up there, so that basically they're going to be able to track everybody, everywhere, and down the line, everybody in the entire world is going to be monitored, certainly, by these electronic systems. Terry, pick up the story.
Yes, sir. And so, again, that new system under development as we breathe right now is being called, they've already named it, the Outer Net. So you see, we have the Internet on the ground, and then we have the Outer Net satellites for Wi-Fi. You see, the current system really doesn't Wi-Fi the world. But this Outer Net system that George Soros is funding, and it's under development, and they say they'll have it fully in place with hundreds of satellites by 2017. So, and that coincides with the apparent plan that the government has announced they're planning on having fully in place by 2017 as well, and that will encompass an injectable microchip, an RFID microchip under the skin. In Obamacare, that's called a Class 2 medical device. They don't actually use that term. They started to use that term in the original bill for Obamacare, and many people just shake, rattled, and rolled over on that one. So they very cautiously and carefully restructured the language and embedded into Obamacare the term Class 2 medical device, which is an RFID implantable chip under the skin. So it looks as though that will be in place or enforced under Obamacare by 2017. So in my opinion, Stan, and I'm not setting dates, it's very probable that the infrastructure will be fully in place that will enable the Antichrist to control the world with electronic bondage. It's possible that the tribulation period may start in 2017 or earlier, or a little bit later, I don't know. But they're actually telling us that their infrastructure will be pretty much in place by the year 2017. So whether that happens or not, only the Lord knows, but it's quite probable based on what I'm studying. Now, in that regard, we have to have a world government that takes control of all this. And again, it appears as though world communism will take that that form of world government into the apex, and that the Antichrist probably will become the head of the Communist Party International. He'll probably become the head of the Central Committee, because again, Satan created communism through Karl Marx and Mr. Lenin, who murdered millions of people. So these two individuals, well, let's not forget Hitler. He was a Satanist too, but let's talk about Karl Marx, because Hitler said that really that Nazism was really National Socialism. So in other words, National Socialism was the root for his Nazi concept, and socialism is communism in disguise. And Marx got full credit for that, but he shouldn't have, because there were several other people involved too who also were Satanists. So Karl got full credit for having achieved the whole concept, or developed or conceived of the whole concept of enslaving communism, Marxism, socialism, progressivism. Hey, pick a term, it all means the same thing. It means totalitarianism. And beyond that, the spiritual aspect of it is Satanism. Now, folks, what Dr. Stan said earlier is absolutely true. You'll see a political uniform that's communist, the Reds, or now even some of ours, unfortunately, or the UN, which is communist and founded by communists. You'll see those uniforms, and most of the guys at the low level of the military who are wearing those uniforms have absolutely no idea. They're totally clueless that the leaders at the top are Satanists. All they care about is a salary, a uniform, a meal, and a little bit of power, because they can shoot people and beat people up, see? That's what generally militaries consist of, except for the United States. But even that is changing now rapidly. We're going on, and even the police are changing now. They're being militarized and Gestapoized in America, where they are just beating people up and shooting people randomly. And that whole spirit behind that is really Satanism, who comes to kill, rob, and destroy. So it appears as though the world government that's quite close to being foisted on everyone on the planet is being called the New World Order, or New World Disorder, or Satan's upside-down world government. It appears it is just going to be pure, unadulterated communism, which is actually pure, unadulterated Satanism in disguise. Now, how much time do we have before the break, Dr. Stan?
Well, we've got a good length of time. We've got at least 12 minutes.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, because while en route to the prophecy conference last weekend, I had a two-hour layover at the Phoenix airport, and I live in the Northwest. So while at the Phoenix airport, I went over to get a chocolate bar. I'm a chocoholic, and I spotted on the newsstand next to the candy bar rack a brand new magazine called The Economist. Now, Stan, you've probably read quite a few issues of The Economist magazine from Europe, but this is the latest edition, the March 22 to 28, 2014 edition. And what got my attention, you know, I was more interested in a Snickers bar than in any magazine at the time, because I had already developed my speech and had it ready to go. But God put this right on the counter, and it just kept slapping me in the face, because I saw a picture of a brand new Russian tank with Putin in the top of the tank turret. And he, of course, he had his shirt off. He likes being seen without his shirt. I guess he thinks he's more macho in that way. But So he's in this brand new huge tank. This is a front cover article. And what do you think the title of this article is? I have it in my hand right now. What do you think, Stan?
I really wouldn't even dare to get off or guess, but well, what is it?
Okay, the New World Order. Here we are. I'm traveling to a prophecy conference. It's going to speak on the New World Order, and God has the Economist magazine slap me in the face while I'm buying a candy bar, and the title of it in big yellow letters is The New World Order Under Putin. And it's very appropriate. Okay, so he's sitting in this huge Russian tank and with his shirt off and looking very ominous. And that basically is the is what the article conveys, Dr. Stan, is that it's going to be a new world order under international communism, under Putin, under Russia now. And they say, well, hey, all that nonsense about the New World Order under George Bush, you know, and peace and safety and all that. They said it appears that all that stuff was wrong now, and we're going to have a very dictatorial New World Order under Mr. Putin and Russia and so forth. So I thought that was very timely, and I had that magazine, and I lectured on it in Orlando, Florida. So you got to see. All these things come together. The evidence is there, folks. If you have an open mind and you're born again, if you're not born again and you don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah, was the Messiah, is the Messiah, and that God is going to wrap things up, he has a plan. It appears as though it's a 6,000-year plan, and that otherwise he wouldn't have promised us a millennium, which is the Sabbath, the seventh day. One day is equal to 1,000 years to mankind. One of God's days is equal to 1,000 years. It says, Scripture says that twice, once in the Old Testament, once in the New. So it appears that God has a plan to match how he created the world in 6 days, and which is 6,000 years in his in our time. It appears that simultaneously with this coming world government, we will also call the New World Order, which is world communism, i.e. world Satanism. It appears as though that will inaugurate the final birth pang period called the tribulation, of which that final 3.5 years is called the Great Tribulation, that Jesus says never will be repeated again, never was and never will be repeated again. It will end human history as we know it and start our day off. The millennium is 1,000 years. That's one day to God. That's the Sabbath. So it all makes sense if you really study the Bible and you put it into that perspective. So it appears now we're about to start the 7-year period, which is the birth pang period, and that end in Armageddon, in which Christ returns and apparently restores the planet to a clean state and cleans up Armageddon, cleans up the radiation and whatever. God can do anything with his word. He created the world with his word. He can restore it when Christ returns with his world. With his word, and then we'll have 1,000 years of peace with Christ. But only those who believe in Christ will have 1,000 years of peace. The rest of them go into a holding tank with Satan, and Revelation 20 talks about that. You can read that if you like. It's a short chapter. And they go into prison somewhere in Hades, and they're kept for 1,000 years. And at the end of that 1,000-year millennium that we have enjoyed as believers of Jesus Christ, then they're all resurrected to the great white throne judgment, and they're all told, given their sentence, to eternity in the fire of hell with Lucifer forever. So that is a quick glimpse of where the world is going. And Stan, if you want to make a remark, and after your break, then I'll give folks a little bit more information on Beast Tech. And now that we understand that this new world order is global communism, but behind it, it's Satanism in disguise, I can give you a pretty quick glimpse of where America is going in the very near future, why it has to be destroyed and conquered, not physically destroyed, but I mean the Constitution has to be eliminated. We may have a couple of cities nuked in the very near future. I think, I hope not, but I think in the next 3 years, that before 2017, that will have happened so that America can be brought into the communist New World Order fold under the Antichrist. So I have copies of communist planning documents where they say that that's correct. And when they do conquer us, they will reorganize us and re-subdivide America into six regions, and the entire West Coast will be under the command and control of the communist Chinese, and the northern part of America on the west, northwest side will be under the control of Russia and so forth. And, of course, Alaska, as Mr. Obama is negotiating right now, Alaska will be given back to Russia. And that's in the works right now. So, folks, some very, very horrible and exciting things are just over the horizon. And only those who know Jesus Christ and have studied his word won't be confused. That doesn't mean we're not going to be scared as well, because it is scary. But the Lord says he's given us a spirit of peace that no one can understand except those who really love him. So we're not to be scared. We're to be prepared. And that's what I advocate in all my lectures. Be prepared, not scared, because the new world order is going to happen. Jesus says in Matthew 24, these things must happen, but be not afraid.
Well, we're certainly living in exciting times, and basically, of course, the question is, what about the Ezekiel 38 and 39 wars? Is this going to be proceeding? That is something. What about the Psalm 83 war? We just don't know. Basically, things are moving. They're moving quickly. But well, I want to get your views on this, because basically, all I know is that there's certain things that have to be fulfilled before we get to this seven-year period. Well, what do you foresee now? Do you have any thoughts about what's going to happen? You mentioned that you think there may be a nuclear attack on America, really?
Yes. I've written a 28-page book titled Revolution, because that's what this whole thing always has amounted to, and specifically regarding the seven-year period called the Tribulation Period, that's where the Son of Satan actually takes the whole world, minus Christians, into a total revolution, a revolt from God. The whole planet will be essentially, with few exceptions, will be devoid of God. It will be totally under Satan's control and domain. So that's what's about to happen. So my little 28-page booklet called Revolution, Communism is Satanism, is in disguise. On the back cover of it, I have about four short paragraphs that describe very succinctly my opinion in this regard. So do I have a couple of minutes to read that, Stan?
You certainly
covers it, Dr. Stan. I'm reading from the back cover of my paper, of my book. Communism is Satanism in disguise. It is much more than a mere political system. It is a religious system of devil worship as well. Indeed, it is a new world order of murderous global tyranny under the soon coming leadership of the 666 biblical Antichrist, during which America must first be conquered, totally dismantled, and completely enslaved. Mr. B. Hussein Obama, also known as Barry Satoro, is a satanically inspired Islamic communist operative whose assigned task is to financially bankrupt and politically destroy America via Obamacare and unlimited executive orders aimed at completely nullifying the U.S. Constitution. Thereafter, Mr. Obama will incite a revolution, then institute martial law, and allow foreign communist U.N. peacekeeping troops to brutally invade and conquer the USA. And that kind of wraps it up. And when we get back from the break, I'll read, with your permission, Stan, the first page of that booklet.
Why don't you go ahead? We've got about a minute at least to get started.
Okay. And I think I've, after 25 years of research with God's help and insight, I've been given kind of a keen insight. And again, I don't know the exact day and hour. We don't. But we do know that it's coming soon, and the government and other biometrics companies and news organizations, they all are focusing on the year 2017 as when all of this infrastructure and all the other political things will be in place. So it's quite possible that in the next 3 years, the United States will have been conquered, and reorganized, and opponents of this new world order will be shot, terminated. And so my booklet starts out, what has happened to America in 2014? Well, the answer is fairly easy to understand once you allow your mind to truthfully digest and accept reality.
Hold that thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it is Terry's concept that basically, of course, that communism is satanic, and it really is. There's a wonderful book, Marx and Satan, and written by Reverend Richard Wurmbrand, and goes into the fact that Karl Marx was a Satanist. And many of these people are Satanists, but what people do not understand is we have Satanists working at the highest levels of our government today and at every aspect of our society. In fact, if you certainly go into the background of the Trilateral Commission, go to their website, trilateral.org, and certainly look at their logo. What is it? If you look carefully and you understand, you're looking at three sixes joined together in the center by an upside-down broken cross. Why would anybody have a logo of three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross? Well, maybe they're trying to tell you something, but the average individual has no idea, and you're never going to hear this from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Pat Buchanan or so many of our conservative leaders. But don't take my word for it. Check out everything we say. Go to their website, trilateral.org. Trilateral.org, and look at the logo. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time when I have to tell you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We need your help to get the information out across America. And so if you're in a position to help us to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-888-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Quite frankly, we need your help to maintain our network of stations. And if you're in a position to help, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. You can contact us on PayPal or by any means you'd like. But if you believe in what we're saying and you'd like to become part of our team, 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. You need to suddenly get the new 4-CD set, Did Hitler Escape? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Hitler escaped and lived happily ever after in South America till he died. They verified in a book called Grey Wolf. Suddenly, we helped the Nazis escape. Tens of thousands of them escaped to South America. And, of course, you'll get that story suddenly in the 4-CD set Operation Paperclip. Or you'll get that story, certainly, at least in part, in my 4 interviews with John Loftus, who had a security clearance 3 levels above top secret. It's a 4-CD set called The War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews. Or John Loftus' wonderful book, America's Nazi Secret. And people say, Hitler died in the bunker. Everybody knows Hitler died in the bunker. No, ladies and gentlemen, everybody believes Hitler died in the bunker, but he didn't. We have enough books on this. We've talked to enough people who've been to South America. So Neil and Harry Cooper will be having Harry on this week. And Harry actually been to South America under the state we think that you need to have. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this battle. For the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Till tomorrow evening, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful.